Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Chain of Evidence by Ridley Pearson, performed by Dick Hill. When your world turns upside down, you find out who your friends are. This book is dedicated to my best friend, whose idea sparked this story, Bradbury D. Pearson. Thanks, bro. Prologue. He heard her coming before she reached the top of the stairs, wild and angry like someone possessed, the rage welling up within her from an addiction so powerful that 2 weeks earlier he had discovered her passed out with a bottle of rubbing alcohol still clutched in her spotted hand. She roared at him as she dared to negotiate the stairs. Suddenly, a 200-pound ballerina, one hand counseling the banister, one eye held shut to stop the dizzies. "You bring it to me, boy!" That was her name for him. Boy, the only name she had ever called him. They both knew what it was. The boy got it from the neighborhood liquor store every day. The days that she had the money to buy it. The old man with the white stubble beard handed him the brown bag out back in the alley, and the boy carried it home dutifully. To him, it was poison. To her, heaven. She hadn't had the money today, but she would have forgotten that by now, and she would have convinced herself that he was holding out on her. And when she became convinced of that, then the world became a frightful place for the boy. She possessed big, powerful hands like paddles and the stern will of a self-appointed tyrant. She knew nothing of forgiveness. He lied about the bruises in school, made things up. The school nurse had given up asking questions, hearing his inventive tales. People knew about his mother. This town, nestled in the Connecticut countryside, was a tolerant place. He heard her swollen feet ticking off the 11 stairs. How many times had he counted down along with her descent? He shuddered. Would his reminders, his arguments, be enough today? And why did his feet always fail to run when she approached? Why did he stand there, facing her, awaiting her as if some magnet drew them together? He knew that his survival depended on her not seeing him, not getting that hold on him. He knew that he had to hide.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?